Sydney post-punk four-piece Mack the Knife are hitting the road in celebration of their debut EP. Four-piece? Five-piece?
Five-piece. Yeah, we've had some lineup changes.
Down to the Wire is a raw six-track.
Yes.
Right. Mm, yeah. It's a coming-of-age record capturing themes of heartbreak, identity, mental health, love, and the pressure of modern life. And here to discuss the new EP, live shows happening this weekend, and potential lineup changes in the lead-up to the big game, Bryn and Borna from Mack the Knife. How are you both?
Good. Very thanks well. For having us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, you better correct me on my research.
You're right. Some of the information online, some of the fake news does say that we have
there's AI generated
images. AI generated.
Right. That we took. Yeah, that we posted.
do say we have four, but we had our guitarist come back from overseas recently, so we're now back to five, which is nice.
Well, that's good. I mean, I said to ChatGPT, how many members are there in Mack the Knife? And it said, I've got no idea, but there are five R's in Strawberry, so I don't know. Maybe it got its wires crossed there. Somehow, congratulations on the EP. This is very exciting stuff here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so it's sort of the capturing the sharp songwriting and unfiltered emotion of the band there. It must be quite the thing to sort of have all these songs that you've been playing for a while and get them together there in the one collection.
Yeah, it feels really nice to kind of, finally have these songs we've been playing live for about probably
6 months. There's two that were recorded before I joined.
Yeah.
Then there was this year, this March, we pretty much wrote record and had mixed and had ready in less than a month, the rest of them.
Yeah.
Well, how long's the band been going for? I know it's been a few years because you're sort of no strangers to the 2SER studios. SCR, you were guests here on a good show, Cam Menigoni's band next door.
Exactly.
Many years ago. But yeah, when did the band first start?
Well, Curtis, who plays guitar, and Johnny, who's on the drums, we all started in high school together.
Oh, cool.
And I then went away to Perth to study for like 3 years. So we're like on and off, kind of doing like long distance band. And then came back ready to go, and then COVID hit, and we're like, all right. And then we got geared up, got ready to go again. COVID hit again, so it's been going for a while now, but this last year and a half feels like it's kind of really hit its stride.
Well, it's testament to your endurance and love of the band that you're not going to let these things stop you from doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean it's a hard time, like, because we're all kind of like, you know, late 20s, and like it's a weird time for bands because everyone kind of starts shifting into different like parts of their lives.
Yeah.
So you see so many great bands just kind of like start to fall apart. But yeah, we're very lucky that everyone's kind of still keen to do it.
Yeah, we're all still wanting to do it, and think the goal is that doesn't matter what we do, you know, today or tomorrow, but in 6 months, we want to make sure we're still playing music together.
Mm. And I would imagine sort of making more music because you've got a whole bunch of live shows happening, and I'm assuming you're playing more than just the six songs on the EP.
Yes. Yeah. Correct, yeah.
It's an hour set, and we were filling it with a lot of oldies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over the past week.
Yeah.
And I imagine there's always, because you'd be spending so much time together geeking so heavily, that the thought of new songs would be something that's always there.
Yeah, you kind of start to, I think once you've toured an EP or an album or whatever, you're very ready to start playing some new stuff. And that's the thing, we've had a bit of a period where we've been writing a lot since we put the EP out. And so we've got about 45, 50
demos and ideas.
And so we're all kind of like itching to start.
Well, it's a fertile time for you, and I'm glad that you sort of persevered through all of the difficult times that you've had to deal with there, what with COVID and everything else, and obviously an inspiration there for other bands to know. This is turning into a bit of a theme here today on 2SER Breakfast. So far, we've already had chats with the Live Music Venue Alliance, as well as many of the venues you're actually playing at in the little while are all getting together, just trying to make the world better for bands, talking about sort of Time Out Magazine's Cooler Sub. Sydney suburbs being part of that. Are you seeing that sort of the things are shifting there with the nightlife, that more people are getting out there and checking out bands?
Yeah, I'd say for sure. Like, we had such a rough period with lockout laws and then COVID, and then, yeah, it just kind of like crushed a lot of the culture that used to exist, because I grew up in Newtown, born and grew up on the beaches, so we've seen similar kind of thing happening. But yeah, it feels like we're really coming out of that, and there's so many venues like popping up, there's so many new bands popping up.
There's more nightlife areas popping up, like in Brookvale on the northern beaches with all the breweries, much like Marrickville was 10, 20 years ago. Now it's very cemented with brands like Filter, who are very kindly sponsoring our tour.
Oh, geez, I can't see any reason you'd be wanting to sample any of their product when you're a rock and roll band touring the country.
Yeah, homegrown brews, right?
Yeah. So any chance you might make this a six-piece band? I can come on and tambourine.
Just for the filters.
Yeah. And I just need a bit of break from normal life, really, to tell you the truth. Speaking of these great venues, great places livening the city, you're playing tonight at the Metro Social with Sloan Peterson and Grace.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool, linking up with awesome local bands as well, making a whole bunch of noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sloan, we've been a fan of for ages, and so we went and saw them play a couple of months ago before we were booking the tour, and then we're chatting afterwards. We're like, oh, we'd love to play with you. And then we're like, oh, we'd love to play with you guys. And we're like, oh, amazing.
That worked out all right.
Yeah, and so it all just worked out really well. And then Grace is phenomenal artist as well, and so yeah, we're just stoked.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps going. And tomorrow night you're going to be at La La La's in the Gong with local Tough Guy and Leota Rail.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love La La La's.
Great place. Great
love
space.
La La La's.
Yeah, and then it just keeps going. So you're sort of doing Sunny Coast and Brisbane next weekend, then Canberra, and so Newcastle at Hamilton Station on October 18th.
Yeah.
So the rest of your year's pretty sorted, then, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
really.
Pretty much, yeah. Finish this off and then start working on the album.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. This is the sort of life cycle that I like to bring to the people here. We finish the EP, then we do the album.
We don't rest.
We don't. Why would you? No. Where's the fun in resting? The EP is called Down to the Wire. I'll play the title track from that in just a second. Thank you so much for joining us here today on a 2SER Breakfast. Bryn and Borna from Sydney Post Punk 5-piece, Mac the Knife, touring tonight there at the Metro Social here in Sydney, tomorrow at La La La's in the Gong. Any final thoughts before I play this title cut from your new EP?
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy it is. This is Down Thanks, to the Wire Dave. By Mac the Knife. 2SER Breakfast. Live free by my eyes. A crazy